You're listening to ESL Podcast's English Cafe, number 70. This is English as a Second Language Podcast's English Cafe, episode 70. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in the beautiful city of Los Angeles in the state of California. Check out our new website at eslpod.com, where you will find the learning guide for this episode, as well as some new premium courses that you can download. I remind you almost every episode to visit our website and to email us. If you don't want me to remind you to email all the time, email me at eslpod@eslpod.com. In today's cafe, we're going to be talking about some popular movies in the United States. Two movies in particular. One is called Dreamgirls, and the other one is called Stomp the Yard. Two very interesting movies, which we'll talk about, and both of these movies are very much about American culture, one part of American culture. As usual, we'll answer some of your questions as well. Let's get started. Every couple of months or so, I like to talk about some of the popular movies and books in the United States. Today we're going to talk about movies, and two movies in particular, both of which are among the most popular movies currently showing in the United States. And both of them are related to African-American or Black American culture in some way. The first movie is called Stomp the Yard. Stomp, S-T-O-M-P, the Yard, Y-A-R-D. The verb to stomp means to put your feet down on the ground very quickly and loudly. If you are trying to take a soda can and crush it so that it's flat, you would take your foot and you would stomp on it. That's the normal use of this verb to stomp. A yard, Y-A-R-D, has a couple of meanings. A yard is usually a part of a school where kids can play. We would call that a schoolyard. You can also have a yard in the back or front of your house, a place where there's grass and trees. A schoolyard, however, often does not have grass and trees, at least in some of our bigger cities. Now, the movie Stomp the Yard is a movie about a type of dancing that was created by African Americans. It was started by African American college students who were members of fraternities and sororities. These are like clubs or organizations that men and women in college going to the university can join. Most people are not members of these groups, but they're considered social groups, and usually they have a name that uses some of the Greek letters, like kappa, delta, chi, epsilon, and so forth, the Greek alphabet. And for that reason, they are often called the Greek system. And they're organizations that are often very popular with some college students, and they are, or at least have the reputation for being something of a party organization, that they like to have lots of parties. In fact, one of the more famous movies back in the 1970s, back when I was in high school, was called Animal House, and that was about a fraternity at a college. The stomping dance movement was begun by black college students, and it involves, you can imagine, stomping your feet, putting your feet down very loudly, making noise, as well as clapping. To clap, C-L-A-P, is to do this. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is part of the dance routine or the dance steps. We talk about the dance steps, S-T-E-P-S. We mean the things that you do during the dance. As I said, this stomping, which is sometimes called step dancing, was popular in these Greek college organizations, the Greek system of fraternities and sororities, and is still very popular. And now it is also something you can find students doing in high schools and in junior high schools where there are a lot of African American students. These stomp dance groups are, of course, an opportunity for the students to have a good time. There are also contests or competitions in this type of dance. One person described stomping as a way of these groups to improve their cohesion and their pride. Cohesion, C-O-H-S-I-O-N, is being together, being very close to the people around you. So if someone says, we have a very cohesive, that's the adjective, group, that means that we're very close. We know each other very well. We think in the same manner. Another thing that the stomping group does is help students with their own sense of pride, P-R-I-D-E. And pride can be a good thing. It can also be a bad thing. Here, it's meant as a good description of people feeling happy and satisfied with their own achievements, what they have been able to do. There have been other movies made that include stomping as a type of dance. Spike Lee, one of the great filmmakers in the United States, made a movie almost 20 years ago called School Days, where you can also see this kind of dance used and performed by the characters. Our second movie, also one about African American culture in the United States, is called Dream Girls, D-R-E-A-M. G-I-R-L-S, all one word. To dream is to imagine, either while you are sleeping or when you are supposed to be working, about some other life, some other reality. The movie Dream Girls is about the dreams of a group of young African American girls who are part of a singing group. Dream Girls was originally a Broadway musical. It was a play with lots of singing and dancing that was very popular in New York City, what we call Broadway, which is the street in New York where many of the famous theaters are. It's actually quite an old Broadway musical. It opened, or it began, in 1981, which is when I was just out of high school. Now it's been made into a movie, and the movie is about a group of three girls who are from Chicago, and they call themselves The Dreams, and they want to be famous. And it talks about the story of these three girls and how they try to become successful in the music industry. The music that they sing is related to Motown music. Motown, M-O-T-O-W-N, is a style or type of music that was popular in the United States in the 1950s and 60s. It is very much related to other African American or Black American music forms. Dreamgirls is about three girls trying to become successful singing that kind of music. The girls in this movie enter a talent contest, and they go to the most famous African American music theater in the United States, the Apollo Theater, A-P-O-L-L-O. This is a famous theater located in New York City, where many African American singers got their start. They began their singing career or their singing life at the Apollo Theater. The story of Dreamgirls is based on something of a true story of one of the more famous Motown singing groups in the 1960s called the Supremes. The famous singer from that group was called Diana Ross. The group changed its name later to Diana Ross and the Supremes. So if you're interested in the 1960s music, African American inspired music, this is a good film for you to see. One interesting thing about this movie is that the star, or one of the stars of the movie, is a woman who in real life was on a talent show on national television a few years ago. The name of the show, the talent show, where people come and sing and it's like a contest, is called American Idol. I talked about American Idol back on English Cafe number 31. Well, Jennifer Hudson was one of the contestants, one of the people who was trying to win the American Idol contest. She lost, but she got this movie part and now is considered one of the stars of the movie. Now let's answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Mahmoud, M-A-H-M-O-U-D, in Iran. The question has to do with the meaning of the word vibe, V-I-B-E, such as in the sentence, "Don't you get the same vibe from her?" Vibe is a general feeling, an emotional feeling, that you can't exactly say where it comes from, but it's your impression of a person or a place. It can be the atmosphere of a place, such as a restaurant or a nightclub. It can also be plural, vibes. It originally comes from the word vibration, V-I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N, which means to shake something, to move something back and forth. For example, if there's an earthquake, there's a vibration in the earth. You can feel the ground moving. We get earthquakes every year or so here in Southern California that you can feel. In the 1960s, the term became a slang expression to mean a person's emotional state or the feeling that you got from a place or a person. For example, if you meet your sister's new boyfriend and immediately, right away, you don't like him, you may say, "I don't know why, but I just get a bad vibe from him." Notice we use the expression from a person. Getting a bad vibe from a person means that you have a bad impression of them. Something about them or what they did makes you uncomfortable. You can also have a good vibe from someone, and that's possible as well. For example, you go to a new restaurant, your friend might say to you, "What do you think of the vibe in this place? Do you get a good vibe from this place?" Our next question comes from EIJIEG from Japan. The question has to do with the difference among the words sick, S-I-C-K, cold, C-O-L-D, and ill, I-L-L. These words can sometimes mean the same thing, especially sick and ill. Sick and ill means to have some sort of illness, either physical or, in my case, mental. To be sick is often used as a verb, such as, "I'm going to be sick," to mean to vomit when you have food that comes up from your stomach and out of your mouth. A cold is usually an infection that you get from a virus where you have a runny nose, a sore throat, your throat hurts, you sneeze. These can all be symptoms or signs that you have a cold. So if you have a cold, you are sick. You are ill. Sick and ill are usually used with almost any type of illness. Sick is probably a little more informal than ill. The doctor would probably use the word ill. Cold is a specific kind of illness. It's a type of illness. So if you wake up and you're not feeling well, you may call your boss and say that you're sick. You could say, "I'm staying home sick today." Notice that you wouldn't say, "I'm staying home ill." Sometimes, for reasons that aren't necessarily logical, we have certain expressions. And so the expression "to stay home sick" is used, but you would not say "to stay home ill." If you run into a friend whose wife has been sick, you might say, "I've heard that your wife has been ill. I hope she's feeling better now." Ill sounds a little more formal, a little more polite, perhaps. Our final question comes from Chinatsu, C-H-I-N-A-T-S-U, in Osaka, Japan. Chinatsu wants to know about some expressions that were heard in songs. One of them is "hold your hand." Another one was "hold on to me." What is the difference between these expressions? "Hold your hand," which may have come from the Beatles song, I want to hold your hand. Yes, I will now sing. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I'm thinking of starting a music group called the Dream Boys. Getting back to Chinatsu's question, to hold someone's hand means to take their hand and put it in your hand. We often use this expression when we are talking about two lovers, a boy and a girl in love, and they hold hands, or she holds his hand. They put their hands together as they walk down the street, for example. To hold on to someone, O-N-T-O is onto. To hold on to someone means to use your hands and grab someone tightly or firmly so that they can't leave or perhaps they won't fall down. For example, if you are in a subway or a train and you are standing, you may say to your son or daughter who's a young child, you may say, hold on to me, meaning grab me so that you don't fall. Finally, there's an expression that just says, hold on, when you want someone to wait. Hold on, I'll be with you in 5 minutes. That means, wait here, I will come back, or I will be with you at a later time. We also use that verb to hold when you're on the telephone. And someone says, please hold. That means, please wait. And then they'll come back 2 hours later and talk to you. Well, we won't come back 2 hours later to talk to you. We'll be back next week on the English Cafe. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan.
This podcast is copyright 2007 by the Center for Educational Development.